The CDC recently reported 5.1% of Utah's population smokes e-cigarettes, the 13th highest prevalence in the country. Half of all users are under 35, and in a national drug use survey for high schoolers, roughly a quarter of all high school students reported using e-cigs within the last 30 days. According to Savannah Allred, who manages the Mystic Sphinx vape shop in Logan, many of the mom-and-pop shops and small vaping businesses in Utah would go out of business if flavored liquids were banned.
I probably only see about 10 or 15% of my regulars are vaping tobacco-flavored e-liquids. Typically, it's older generation too. I would say the majority of people that vape, the majority adults that we see, it's flavored items that they're looking for.
Chandler Paskins, district manager for the vape shops, Western locations, said stores in Utah are highly regulated and follow FDA standards. They do not sell products with additives now believed to cause the lung illnesses. In fact, a self-reported study for the Utah Department of Health reported THC products were behind 90% of Utah's vaping-related illnesses.
I feel like if you do take away the flavorings, you're going to create a black market base of people who can still find flavorings and are making it out of home.
Paskins said teenagers have always smoked and that when regulated, e-liquids are healthier due to lack of toxins and chemical additives in regular tobacco. While the side effects of vaping are still being studied, the CDC reported traditional smoking is the leading cause of preventable deaths. It is responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, roughly 1,300 a day. This is Kat Webb with Utah Public Radio.